Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Still to come this morning, the news of Courtney in about 15 minutes, and that includes extra dipping sauce rage, which led to violence in Kentucky, and up talkers in the news from Dorchester. And then 8:20 this morning, I have an announcement about some new Bruins programming on this show and on this radio station. So we will do that at 8:20. On today's show. But before we get to They Said It, if we could open up the Window World Boston WEEI weather window for Curtis, I would like a forecast. Curtis, what do you see out there today?
Well, right here in Boston, it is 46 degrees. It feels like 40. It is a chilly one, but it's going to be a gorgeous day, afternoon high in the low to mid 60s. Today in the Bronx, New York, for Game 3, all-important winner-take-all Game 3. It's going to be beautiful, 68 degrees is the high, around 65 to 60 at first pitch. And tomorrow in Newport, Rhode Island, for our show at the Newport Craft Brewery, it will be 67 degrees as the afternoon high. Chilly today, though. The high in Newport today is only 61, so okay. Bundle up for the events tonight.
Sweater cape. It's a sweater cape night
Big
down
time.
There.
Right. That's a sweater cape scene.
Yeah, you could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. Shime, let's go.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
On the Subaru of New England text line, 781 texter says, for tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of bougie, Curtis, at the event this evening. So get ready for
it. It's going to be bougie.
Give the man or the woman credit. That was a pretty good line.
It was excellent.
Okay. They said it. Brought to you by Ketch's Law. And at Ketch's Law, they don't just work here. They live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors, standing beside you in your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. Call Ketch's Law today. What is up first this morning, Sean?
I just want to let you know, Greg, I've been practicing small talk tonight.
Yes.
And I'm just going to walk over and say, S&P.
How about it? Where are you currently at crypto?
All right. Buy the dip. Go ahead, Chime.
What do you got?
Let's start with your Boston Red Sox. Tough loss last night. One of the major reasons the Sox lost. I believe it's also either the number one or number two currently in the poll that Mitch put up earlier. Reason why your Boston Red Sox lost was a dropped catch by Jarren Duran in left field. He talked about that after the game.
Yeah, I mean, I was just playing pretty deep on Judge. And as I was coming in, I thought it was hit a little harder than it was. And then I kind of gained more ground than I thought. I didn't really have to go into a full dive there and kind of just push the ball on myself a little more and kind of got really up on me. But, you know, it's on me.
All right. Yeah, it is.
Yep.
It's on you.
That it is.
And so, you know, in order of importance, I don't know what were the choices on the poll.
Right there.
Okay, so Duran, Bayo, Eaton, third base coach, Rafaela being unable to lay down a bunt. I would move Eaton and Rafaela up. Bayo was just, he's not up for the moment. I think Alex Cora could have stuck with him a little bit longer. I don't know, Shime, you were
all over Brian Baio. That's a shime jinx going into that game.
I don't think it was a jinx necessarily.
Can you say Schlitter will pitch well tonight?
Sure. What is his name? Cam?
Yeah.
Cam Schlitter will pitch great tonight. I think. His stats are good, I guess. I don't know.
There we go. We're cooking.
There we go. Good jinx. Anyways, the guy who's pitching tonight for the Boston Red Sox, Connelly Early, spoke yesterday after the game about making his postseason debut. And I got to tell you, Connelly Early, not so electric. Here is Connelly Early.
It's going to be really fun. It's 1-1 now, so it comes down to this game, and I'm excited to get out there.
Alex just announced it. When he told you, what was that feeling like for you, and how excited are you about it?
Yeah, I'm super excited about it. Really good feeling and just ready to get out there.
When did Alex actually tell you you were starting?
Alex didn't tell me, but Bales told me just about 2 minutes ago.
Well, right. Lou said on this show yesterday he has as much faith in him as he has in Lucas Giolito, who would have been, I'm assuming, your guy last night. So, I don't know.
No, I think Bale probably still would have been your guy last night. Giolito would have been
tonight. You think
so? Yeah. The way that it was going, Bale was trending and being the number two, and I think Giolito would have been the night. You got two young guys out there, and let's see what happens. But usually when the lights are bright like this, somebody falls apart.
Do you think Giolito's in New York? Isn't there like a Harry Potter world somewhere?
There are a few of them.
I mean, he could be hanging out there during the day, watch the team at night. That's
a
pretty good gig.
Yeah, he was in the
Lucas Giolito.
I choose you!
Yeah, it's just, it just thinks that the whole season hinges on a rookie.
Right.
So,
and you blew it. You blew it last night.
But that's the situation that you're in.
Yep.
And, you didn't really add much at the deadline time when it came to pitching. So you're kind of stuck with what you got here.
Yep. That's it. Mother used to say, you made the bed, now you got to lie in it.
Correct.
I think the Red Sox win tonight.
Huh?
There have been several instances this year where a loss would have been more than damning, and they come up with a big win in those spots. I think there's a good DNA here. I think Early pitches well. Maybe get two innings out of Chapman because you gassed Whitlock, who said he was tired after the game. Could you imagine Keith Foulkes saying, yeah, I'm tired? God,
yeah, I mean, it's just like these things keep happening. I mean, he hadn't given up a hit since like August 17th or something. But you can't expect him to go 45 pitches or whatever he expected him to go last night, Curtis.
Well, I mean, it's kind of extenuating circumstances. You're in a playoff game where if you won yesterday, you advance to the DS. You're against the Yankees. You know that your starting rotation is in shambles. Like, it's just such a baseball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thing. Could you imagine a football player saying he's tired?
Yeah, but baseball's different. We know that. We kind of know how it is, and it's different. And I think TC had a good point. You know, sometimes he could be all over the place, but he did have a good point. You walk certain guys, like you walk Chisholm. You had the wild pitch that moved, it wasn't a wild pitch. It was it Grisham who moved over to second on the Judge hit that ultimately he ends up scoring on. And then I think it was the Narvaez where he drops the ball in his glove. So it's like there are things you look at in the game. It's like all these self-inflicting wounds that you got. You can't be doing that in these type of games.
Yeah. I feel like Slayton was trying to mimic my my first pitch in Worcester with the bounce pass attempt multiple times last night.
Yeah, a lot of dirt balls.
Yeah, because you tried to do that on purpose.
Right. Yeah, I did that on purpose. Yeah.
Definitely.
That's where the catcher was setting up.
Yes. All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, let's bop over to your New England Patriots, who are going to play their biggest game so far this season on Sunday night as they head to Buffalo to take on the Bills. Stephon Diggs, very familiar with Josh Allen and the Bills. Here he was yesterday talking about Josh Allen and what this Patriots team needs to do on Sunday night.
Either intel on how to defend Josh Allen or how to attack their defense.
I don't really get into X's and O's. Like, I feel like, you know, that's the coach's job, is to watch, you know, hours and hours of tape. Just, I can't tell them nothing that they not already seen, you know, as far as like, I can't tell you as far as a player. We know what kind of player Josh is. He's an amazing player. You want to cut the tape on or you want me to tell you that, it doesn't really matter. So, and there's some other guys on that offensive and scheme that get things done. So for me, I try not to get into the, you know, I guess like, I don't know, thinking I got some type of secret recipe to beat somebody or something. Nah, go out there and play sound, play good football. They give yourself a best chance to win. So we got to have a good week of practice as far as like earning the right, and I'll see y'all on Sunday night.
Who is that?
Stephon Diggs.
I don't watch tape.
Well, I mean, the man's a veteran. Does he need to?
Yeah, I think so.
Especially coming off the 5 out of 10 and the way in which he explained that away.
Okay.
He said that he was being like facetious,
And
you know, he never wants to be comfortable, right. And that's why he said he's only.
Yeah, he was explaining it as if he's, you know, he's never going to be happy with himself, and he's never going to be a 10.
Yep,
and I'm fine with
that. Yeah, and I think that the tape comment
was
too,
defense,
more so,
like for Josh Allen.
Yeah, okay. More so like I can't tell them anything that they can't see on tape. Is
right.
More so what
right,
I think.
I
what
just,
he was
I would
at.
Just want to double
nope,
check.
Nope, that's very fair criticism.
Three sleeps away. Where are you on this game? And who do you like?
Man, I guess I hate to do it, but I got to go Buffalo. I think it'll be a close game. I think New England gives them a game, but I just, at the end of the day, Josh Allen is just so good.
Yeah, I think that we will be in here on Monday having a moral victory Monday.
We will be at Gillette.
Okay, yes. Fair enough. I meant we will be on this program on Monday having a moral victory Monday because the Patriots play well but lose.
Can we maybe just throw the offer out? Maybe we meet at Tate in the Seaport and just do the interview there? Win-win?
I mean, that's going to be a late night for Vrabel.
He might appreciate that.
Yeah.
He'll walk over and just do everything. We could do it at my place.
Especially if you buy him a coffee.
Sounds good for me.
We probably ought to do it at his place. I mean, he has a palatial spot over there in the neighborhood.
I think that would
be great.
Be really nice.
Yeah, maybe he would agree to that.
Shows that we're accommodating for him.
Right. I mean, it just happens to help us, but I think we're really doing it for him.
Yeah. Curtis, you a Tate guy?
Love Tate.
That's some pretty good stuff over there.
Yeah, I like Tate. I'm upset with them. I had one bad experience, and I haven't been back.
Oh, dear.
The bathrooms weren't working?
No. Oh. They didn't let me choose what dressing I wanted. Like, I wanted a different dressing on a salad, and they said they couldn't do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Wow.
What if I had an allergy?
You must have lost it.
No, I didn't.
The C word came out? That's what happened one time. The C word came out.
And I didn't lose it then either. I said, you picked the wrong girl to try to offend with that word, let me tell you.
Was the salad pre-made with the dressing already in it?
No, that's why I was confused.
That's stupid. That's that place on the corner right there, right down from Ocean Prime,
yes,
right?
Yes, they have a lot of them, though. Yeah. They were sold by Panera, they were sold to Panera.
Okay.
I prefer Pressed.
Pressed is delicious. Great smoothies.
So good.
Never been.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
great,
so good,
acai
Curtis.
Bowl.
Excellent acai bowl.
Excellent acai
bowl. Extra peanut butter.
Yeah. All right, okay. What's next, Sean?
Let's head over to the San Francisco 49ers, who play tonight. Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator, had a press conference and was asked about his exchange with Liam Cohen and all that whole situation. Yeah. And Saleh proceeds to basically apologize because, you know, that I guess that's what we have to do now, is just apologize for everything. Here was Robert Saleh.
Whatever happened on Sunday doesn't change how I feel. I, in my heart, genuinely was trying to give a compliment. Yeah, I own the fact that I probably used, it was a wrong choice of words, but however you want to word it, I mean, they're really, really good at putting their players in position to be successful. You know, as coaches, we're always chasing leverage. They're trying to have winning leverage. We're trying to take leverage away. And everyone in the league is trying to find every avenue they can. And as a coach watching their tape, I recognize the amount of hours that must be spent to be able to build formations and to find every little indicator they can to give their players a chance to be in a successful position. It's exhausting, and there's every team does it. Some do it better than others, and it was my way of acknowledging that these guys are really, really, really good at it. And like I said, Sunday doesn't change that. I think Liam's doing a hell of a job. I really do. You can tell that that team is really taking on his personality, and I hope they came out of the game healthy, and I wish them the best of luck throughout the rest of the season.
All right.
Sala would mollywop.
Yeah, I would.
No
think
offense,
so. But then again,
to Liam Cohen, but
who the hell knows?
I
can never judge a book by its cover.
I understand. Maybe Liam Cohen has like nerd, you know, nerd.
Seems kind of dinkish.
Nerd strength.
He's a UMass guy though, so I can't get on him too hard.
Liam Cohen also has the Lanning eyes a bit. Like he looks kind of crazy and popped up.
Do you think Robert Sala gets another head coaching gig? Because like I think he is well respected and kind of got screwed by Aaron Rodgers.
If he was an offensive mind, maybe. But
yeah,
he's not.
Yeah, he'd probably be like a lifelong defensive coordinator.
Okay. But even like Dan Quinn got a second gig.
He went to a Super Bowl though, right?
That's true.
They had a lead in that game.
Yeah, Sala didn't go. He didn't go to a Super Bowl.
Fair point.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Is that it, Sean?
That'll do it today, Greg.
News coming up next. Plenty of time, by the way, to leave a Hill note for us on any topic on the Odyssey app. So, obviously, some frustration this morning when it comes to the Boston Red Sox. Get that out with a voice note on the Odyssey app, and we will play the best ones back at 9:20 on this morning's show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.